why most skiers plateau after 50 and how Canadian skiers can actually break through. If you're a Canadian skier over 50, chances are you've spent more days on snow than most folks spend on vacation. You know your skis like your car. You've logged thousands of vertical meters, navigated every type of snow from the mountains in Alberta, the groomed runs in Ontario, to the boilerplate in Quebec. You also probably have strong opinions about edge bevels and base structure. But despite all these experience, and maybe because of it, you've started to notice something. Your skiing, it's not getting much better. You're still solid, you still can rip it up, but there's a nagging sense that your turns have plateaued. You're not progressing the way you used to, and those high performance arcs and carving that you once came naturally now feel harder to find. Welcome to the midlife skier's paradox, more experience, but stalled performance. If this sounds familiar, you're not alone. I'm 63 and I feel it. Plenty of strong seasoned skiers across Canada hit this invisible wall. But the good news, you can absolutely break your skiing plateau after 50 with a smarter approach that suits your body, your experience, and your goals. Why even experienced skiers plateau after 50? Your body's whispering, perhaps yelling, adapt, hurry, adapt. Let's be honest, skiing is a demanding sport. By the time you hit 50, you're likely to notice that your hips are tighter, your ankles are stiffer, and your core less reactive. That's not failure, that's just physiology. If your strength and mobility haven't evolved alongside your technique, you're compensating. You may still ski fast, but your movements are more defensive now. That means less edge control, less dynamic balance, and more subtle fatigue as the day goes on. Number two, your technique stopped evolving. Many lifelong skiers in Canada, especially those who ski often, settle into a comfortable habit. You ski the same runs at Tremblant, Lake Louise, Sun Peaks, in the same style and the same turn shape with the same crew. What used to be solid technique is just now routine. Modern ski technique, especially for carving and variable terrain, has changed. If your movement patterns haven't kept up, your progression stalls. Number three, the mental shift. Let's not overlook mindset. By 50, you've got healthy respect for injury and the realistic sense of risk. That can translate into more cautious skiing, not just in terrain choice, but in your willingness to experiment or push yourself technically. I know how I've felt it in many occasions. How to break through and elevate your skiing at 50 plus. Whether you're chasing smoother arcs in the Eastern Townships or aiming to float through Kootenay Pow with more control, here's how to level up your game. Number one, train like a skier, not like you're 30. Your days of ignoring warm-ups and powering through moguls on sheer quad strength, no, that's over. Focus on now training for ski longevity and performance. Mobility, especially the hips and the thoracic spine and ankles. Balance and core stability. Exercise like single leg stands, Swiss ball planks, and controlled rotational work. Functional strength. Think lungs, squats, and banded movements that mimic skiing posture. Number two, rebuild your technique deliberately. If you haven't worked with a CSI level 3 or 4 coach since the Leafs last won the playoff round, now's the time. Ouch, the Leafs, ouch. Even elite skiers benefit from periodic tune-ups. Get video feedback, drill specific movements, focus on upper-lower body separation, early edge engagement, and stacked alignment or posture. All keys to efficient skiing over 50. Number three, ski with intention. This is very important. Instead of just logging runs, structure part of your day for improvement. For example, one run focused purely on edge grip, an early edge grip. Another working on pressure control in the fall line. Feel your way through that fall line without pressing. Think of it as receiving the pressure, not exerting the pressure. and finish with a rhythm and flow in the mid-radius turns. You don't have to ski harder to ski better. You just have to ski smarter. Number four, update your gear to match your style. Still skiing on the mountains, all mountain skis you bought in 2015. Today's gear is lighter, more stable, and designed for more specific skiing with less effort, especially crucial for over 50-year-olds looking to maintain performance without overtaxing their body. Get properly fitted. I can't say this enough. Your boots, they have to properly fit with orthotics. If you are not aligned in your boot, why are you worried about a 2% bevel on your ski edge? Look for skis with progressive flex, easy initiation, and torsional stability. Pair them with a modern boot setup that doesn't punish your shins by noon. Number five, join a ski performance community. Whether it's a local master's training group, a CSI course, or a growing skichatter.com community for advanced skiers, surrounding yourself with a like-minded skier who wanted to improve makes a huge difference. You'll stay motivated, you'll get feedback, and share war stories over post-run pints in Quebec. Final thoughts. We call it the final chairlift. If you're a passionate Canadian skier over 50, the truth is your best skiing isn't behind you. It's waiting for you to break through. Yes, your body's changed, but your experience, your awareness, your commitment, those are your superpowers. With a smart training plan, updated technique, and the right mindset, you can not only ski as well as you did, you can ski better, stronger, more refined, and with the kind of edge precision that turns heads in the lift line. So don't settle for just cruising. This season, invest in yourself, rebuild, refine, and rediscover what you're actually capable of. Hey, listen, if you want more, visit skichatter.com for expert-level ski training tips from the Canadian skiers over 50. Gear reviews and performance coaching can tend tailored to those who spend more days on the snow than the average instructor. Your ski evolution isn't over. In fact, it's just started.